How can we be so blind? There's a bunch of spikes that spin and rot behind. They don't see.
That was our victory from Storm Orchestra's Get Better. I would like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Let me just pull up the scores from June 10th. So that June 9th, actually. Just a minute, please. Just want to make this accurate because this will be a deep dive into the Northwest League. The host Hillsborough Hawks exercised the Tri-City Dust Devils 10-2 as Hillsborough jumped to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of second. Started with Modafi Marty's solo home run and capped off by Wallace Clark's two-run drive, both off Francis Tuxedo. And Modafi Marty, he hit his second home run of the night in the fifth off Alex Martinez for a 5-0 lead. Tri-City got on board in the top of seventh on Capri Ortiz's two-run shot off Luke Dobson to get within three. But the Hawks broke the game open in the bottom half with two runs and three more runs against the Dust Devils in the eighth at Hawks Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon, as Hillsboro out-homered Tri-City 4-1. And an 11-7 edge in hits for the 10-2 final. The Eugene Emeralds shaded the visitors, Spokane Indians 6-5, highlighted by Eugene's 5-run barrage in the bottom of third, started by Dakota Jordan's 2-run drive for a 3-0 lead, and capped off by Trevor Cohen's 2-run double for a 6-0 cushion, which offset Spokane's 5 runs in the last 5 innings between 5th and 9th innings, as the Emeralds had an 11-10 edge in hits, 1-0 in home runs, with the Indians making the lone error at Pickey Park in Eugene, Oregon. And the Vancouver Canadiens thumped the Everett Aqua Sox 10-1 as Vancouver jumped to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of first on Sam Shaw's 3-run jack. After one run in the second on Kendry Chirino's solo shot, also up Taylor Dollard, Everett got on board in the top of fourth on another solo drive by Josh Caron off Jay Schuler. But the Canadians regained their 4-run lead in the fifth on Dovgley's solo home run off the Aqua Sox Sam Whiting, and Vancouver broke the game open in the sixth with 4 runs, out-hitting Everett 8-7, with a 3-1 edge in home runs for the 10-1 final on Rogers Field and Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. On June 10th, Hillsborough walked off Tri-City 2-1 on Kason Cunningham's 1-run single in the bottom of ninth off Sam Tukoinen as the Hawks outhit the Dust Devils 7-5 with the visitors making the lone error. Spokane and Eugene had a back-and-forth affair as the Indians jumped ahead in the top of 6-4-3 on Kevin Fitzer's 3-1 jack off the Emeralds' Brian Palencia. But Eugene regained their lead in the bottom half on Lisbeth Diaz's 2-run drive off Spokane's Austin Eminer. After the Indians tied the game at 5 on a Roynier Hernandez one-run single, Jack O'Dowd hit a 3-run bomb, both off Austin Strickland, for an 8-5 lead in the top of 7th. But the Emeralds jumped to a 9-8 lead in the bottom half on Jacob Christian's grand slam off the Indians' Nathan Vlasic. Yet Spokane tied the game at 9 on a Kevin Hidalgo double, went ahead 10-9 on Tommy Hoffey's single in the top of 8th, and Nathan Vlasic stopped Eugene the rest of the way as the Indians bested the Emeralds for a 10-9 barn burner with a 2-2 tie in home runs. Spokane outhit Eugene 14-12. And Vancouver grounded Everett 7-2, highlighted by the Canadians' 2 runs in the bottom of 5th on Alexis Hernandez's 2-run single for a 4-2 lead, and 3 more runs in the 8th, out-hitting the Aqua Sox 10-5 with the visitors making all 3 errors. On June 11th, Hillsborough blanked Tri-City 2-0 as the Hawks out-hit the Dust Devils 8-3, while Spokane and Eugene had a back-and-forth affair. The host Emeralds broke a 3-3 tie in the bottom of 5th on Carlos Gutierrez's 3-run bomb off the Indians' LeBaron Johnson Jr., but Spokane scored 2 runs in the top of 6, tied a game in the 7th on a Roynier Hernandez RBI groundout, and Max Belew hit the game-winning solo shot in the 9th off Eugene's Cole Hiller as the Indians bested the Emeralds 7-6, with Spokane out-homering Eugene 3-1, despite getting out-hit 11-8. And Everett at Vancouver had a seesaw game as the Canadians got on board in the bottom of first on a Tucker Thomas 2-run shot off the Aqua Sox Chase Centella, but Everett got on board in the top of fourth on Curtis Washington Jr.'s solo home run off Johnny King and tied the game in the fifth on Austin St. Laurent's double. However, Vancouver broke the 2-2 tie with two runs in the bottom of eighth, starting with Alexis Hernandez's one-run double, followed by J.R. Freethy's one-run single, and doubled up Everett 4-2, despite getting out-hit by the Aqua Sox 9-6 with a 1-1 tie in home runs. On June 12th, Everett thumped Vancouver as the Aqua Sox scored a run in the top of third, two in the fourth, three in the fifth, one in the sixth on Johnny Farmelo's solo shot off Jack Nedro. Vancouver scored a run in the bottom of seventh, but the Aqua Sox regained their 7-run lead in the eighth on Felin Salete's solo drive off Jack Eshleman and scored three more runs in the ninth to complete the 11-1 assault, out-hitting the Canadiens 11-3, out-homering them 2-0, with both sides making an error each. Tri-City dusted off Hillsboro 5-2, highlighted by the Dust Devils' 4-run barrage in the top of 6, out-hitting the Hawks 7-5, despite the latter hitting the lone home run, with both sides making an error each. And Spokane and Eugene had another back-and-forth affair, as the Indians scored two runs in the top of first, started by Tommy Hoppe's solo shot off Luis De La Torre, tacked on another run in the fourth. But the Emeralds got on board in the bottom half on Yancel Villanueva's two-run shot off Eugenio Herrera, tied a game at three in the fifth on Robert Hippel's solo home run, both off Eugenio Herrera, followed by three more runs for a 4-run barrage as Eugene led Spokane 6-3 after 5 innings. However, the Indians tied the game with 3 runs in the top of 8th, capped off by Tommy Hoffey's 2-run single, and the Emeralds' Trevor Cohen hit a game-winning home run in the 9th against Tyler Hanfu as Eugene walked off Spokane 7-6 as the Emeralds out-homered the Indians 2-1 with a 9-9 tie in hits, and the visitors made a lone error. On June 13th, Everett bested Vancouver 10-6, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 5-run barrage in the top of 4th, capped off by Luke Stevenson's grand slam off the Canadiens' Carson Myers, followed by 3 more runs in the 5th on solo shots by Josh Caron, Brandon Elke, his second of the afternoon, which offset Vancouver's 6 runs from 5th to 9th, where the Canadiens hit 3 home runs, as Everett outhit Vancouver 18-10 and out-homered 4-3. Later on, Tri-City doubled up Hillsboro 6-3, highlighted by Johan Macias' grand slam off Rio Britton in the top of 5th, tacked on a run in the 6th. The Hawks made it 5-3 in the 7th on Max Kepler's 2-run home run off Alex Martinez, but the Dust Devils scored another run in the 8th for the 6-3 win, as both sides were tied in hits with 7, in home runs with 1, and the visitors made 1 error. And Spokane shellacked Eugene 11-2, highlighted by the Indians' 3 runs in the top of 3rd, capped off by Alan Espinosa's 2-run home run off the Emeralds' Hunter Dryden, followed by a 5-run barrage in the 8th, where Juan Castillo hit a 3-run jack, and capped off by Max Belew's 2-run bomb, both off Austin Strickland, with Belew hitting his 2nd home run of the night, as Spokane out-homered Eugene 5-0. 3 games are on tap today. Everett continues in Vancouver, Tri-City renews in Hillsboro, and Spokane resumes in Eugene, with the first pitches scheduled for 1:05 p.m.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the first half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, clinched first at 41-21. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 33-29. The Everett Aquasox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are third at 31-31. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fourth at 29-33. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are fifth at 26-36, much like the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a senior A box lacrosse amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. On June 10th, the Coquitlam Adinacs frightened the host Langley Thunder 12-2 as the Adinacs took all three stars, led by Jalen Chester with 2 goals, 2 assists for the first star, James Rahe with 2 goals, 3 assists for the second star, and Christian Del Bianco made 32 saves on 34 shots for the third star. And as the Thunder starter, Frank Sigliano was torched for 9 goals on 31 shots, followed by Keenan Okino, who yielded 3 goals on 16 shots in relief at Langley Event Center. 2 games were on tap for June 11th. The Victoria Shamrocks sunk the Maple Ridge Barrage 11-5, as Victoria took all three starts at the Q Center in Colwood, led by Marshall King with 4 goals, 2 assists for the first star, Chris Oglieri with 32 saves on 37 shots for the second star, and Derek Lloyd with a goal for the third star, as Jack Cask of Maple Ridge was torched for 11 goals on 57 shots. The host Burnaby Lakers bested the New Assamabellies 8-5, as Burnaby were led by Mark Ripperger with 31 saves on 36 shots for the third star. Will Malcolm led New West with a goal, 2 assists in the losing effort for the second star. And Andrew Cohen with a goal, 2 assists in the win at Bill Copeland Sports Center. There were also 2 games on June 13th. Let me look. Just a minute. I might have got the dates wrong for this one. Sorry. There were 2 games on June 12th. The games between the Maple Ridge Barrage at Victoria Shamrocks, along with New Assamabellies at Burnaby Lakers, they occurred on June 12th. Sorry about another error. There were also 2 games on June 13th. The Nanaimo Timbermen shaded the visitors, New West 5-4 at Frank Green Arena, as Colby Bowman led the Timbermen with 45 saves and 49 shots for the first star. Ashton LeClaire. Ashton LeClaire led the Salmon Bellies with 54 saves on 59 shots for the second star, and Ryan Sheridan with 3 goals for the third star in the win. Victoria bested the host Coquitlam Adinacs 11-8 as the Shamrocks were led by Marshall King with 4 goals, 2 assists for the first star, Zach Mans with 2 goals, 5 assists, and Keen Moon led the Adinacs. What am I doing? Sorry, my script just went up. And Ki Moon led the NX in the losing effort with 3 goals for the third star at Coquitlam Sports Center. Two games are on tap tonight as Nanaimo hosts Coquitlam at Frank Crane Arena with the ball drop at 6, and Burnaby visits Maple Ridge at Planet Ice Camdenly Arena with the ball drop at 7 p.m.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Here are the current standings within the Western Lacrosse Association. The Victoria Shamrocks are first at 6-1, 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Maple Ridge Birds are second at 5-1 for 10 points. The Coquitlam Maidenx are third at 4-3, 8 points. The Nanaimo Timbermen are 3-3 for 6 points. The newest Salmon Bellies are fifth at 3-4, 6 points. The Burnaby Lakers are 6-1-5, with the Langley Thunder last at 1-6.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police Transition, the largest police transition in Canadian history at this time. On June 9th, the Surrey Provincial Court sentenced three men, 21-year-old Harjot Singh, 19-year-old Taranbil Singh, and 21-year-old Darjan Singh Billing, who all pled guilty to shots fired at a Crescent Beach home near Crescent Road and 132 Street and fleeing on a vehicle on February 1st. Taranbir Singh was sentenced to 5 years for reckless discharge of a firearm, less time served. Dhananjit Singh was sentenced to 27 months for throwing an explosive substance, less time served. And Harjot Singh was sentenced to 25 months for throwing an explosive substance, less time served. Per Surrey Police Service news release on June 10th, which is believed to be the first convictions from extortions, according to Staff Sergeant Lindsay Helton via Simon Little of CBC Vancouver. Furthermore, on June 10th, Doug McCallum, the last Surrey mayor who spearheaded the Surrey Police, called for a police investigation of firing of the first SPS chief, Norm Lipinski, which led to two Surrey Police board members. First, with the original board head Harley Chappell, who is also the Semiamu First Nations chief, and James Carwana, as the only police board member voting against Lipinski's termination to resign. For the record, Chappell did not attend the meeting where Norm Lipinski was fired. McCallum, who narrowly lost to the current mayor, Brenda Locke, in 2022 and wants to run in this October's civic election, emphasized that an independent police force needs to investigate the recent fiascos of the SPS, not the RCMP, as McCallum claimed that Rob Studd, a former RCMP officer, is currently the Surrey Police Board head, according to Emma Crawford of City News Vancouver. On June 11th, it was revealed that Doug McCallum filed formal complaints to the BC Premier David Eby and Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General Nina Krieger in an attempt to remove Rob Studd from the Surrey Police Board chair, as Studd is a former Surrey RCMP officer who was elected on Brenda Locke's Surrey Connect slate, which tried to stop the SPS in favor of the Surrey RCMP, according to Tom Zeterek of Surrey Now Leader. However, the BC government defeated Surrey in their quest to kill the SPS in favor of the Surrey RCMP, and the SPS has been Surrey's police jurisdiction since November 29th, 2024. Nina Krieger, the BC's public safety minister and solicitor general, sent CTV Vancouver a statement that the province has no say in the SPB's decision, and the premier, David Eby, said that the SPB followed all processes within the Police Act, according to Yasmin Gandam of CTV News Vancouver. On June 12th, the Surrey Police Board released a press release which said that they will elect Perm Jawanda as the next board chair in their June 17th meeting. Let me look if there are changes for the numbers. I'm not sure if there is one. Just a minute, please. There haven't been updates for this month. As of last month, May 2026, 685 sworn police officers with 140 females, 545 males, and 513 civilian employees.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 24 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11 is the fifth group, Aja Monette, The Color of Rain, with I Came to the Poem.
I came to the poem seeking love, seeking self, seeking calm. I came to the poem seeking friendship, seeking joy and dreams. I found you. I came to the poem seeking tenderness, seeking home, a roof, a meal perhaps, a garden, a front porch, a stream, a few steps beyond the backyard. I found you. I came to the poem to weep, to laugh, to whisper, to yell, to dance and be naked through the fields. To be more than a body, I came to the poem to discover, to uncover. I found you. I came to the poem with my tears, to share my joy and my awe. I came to the poem to hear the mood of the people, to attend, to soothe and sift through. I came to the poem to reckon, to protest, to confront, to challenge and be challenged. I found you. I came to the poem and found forever. I came to the poem to ponder, to play, to snap my fingers and clap my hands and stomp my feet. I came to the poem and I found you.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.